Today on the Jillian Michaels podcast, we get you up to speed with what's going on with Jillian, including two of her new DVDs.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Welcome to the Jillian Michaels podcast, featuring tips, news, and knowledge from America's toughest trainer, delivered by her biggest fans. Our website is JillianMichaelsPodcast.com. Email us at podcast@JillianMichaelsPodcast.com.
It doesn't get any better than me at this job. It just doesn't.
All right, welcome to episode number 45 of the Jillian Michaels Podcast. You're probably been thinking, where the heck have you been, Dave? If you're new to the show, my name is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. And I always kind of jokingly say, I am a huge fan of Jillian Michaels. I love her attitude. I love her no BS kind of straight shooting philosophy. And so this is not an official podcast of Jillian Michaels. I'm just a huge fan. And to make a long story short, we had some serious technical issues with our website. But we are back. We are back in iTunes. Everything is fine. Everything is great. And while we were gone, what happened? Well, number one, and this is what was killing me, Jillian Michaels, if you haven't heard, is not coming back to The Biggest Loser. Now, this is not a huge surprise, at least to me it wasn't, because of last season with the whole, whatever, caffeine gate, right, where they basically suspended one of her team members and blah, and we talked about that, and I can't wait until, because she's, even though she's not under contract, under her original contract, she stated how you can't say anything against The Biggest Loser for X amount of years after, if you're not on the show. So she's still, even though she's not on the show, she can't really say anything about it. But that had a lot to do with Ruben Studdard, in my opinion, and the fact that his record label, which happened to be, you know, associated with NBC, needed Ruben on the show longer to promote his new album. That's my opinion. So how do you get him back on the show? Well, you accuse Jillian of cheating. And next thing you know, Ruben's back on the show. And it just so happened that the week he was back, yeah, he sang. Yeah. Okay. So she's not coming back. And it's really interesting because if you've listened to her show, you know that her passion is fitness, but her passion is also just helping people in general. And they tried her on the doctors and it really wasn't a very good fit. And to me, when I heard that The View was looking for more people, they should have put Jillian in there. That would have been a great fit. I don't know why they didn't. I don't know what channel The View is on. Maybe it's not on NBC, but that would have been a great fit. I think she wants her own talk show. Yeah, that's kind of a tough road in my book, you know, but she'd be great at it. But so that's what's going on. She's not coming back to The Biggest Loser, and they've replaced her with, it's still Bob. Of course, Bob will be there till the day it dies. And like two other trainers, Dolvet's still there, and somebody else, but it's not going to be the same. And really, I don't know, the last couple seasons of The Loser have not been great. They kind of hit their heyday when they had just that one episode where everybody was stabbing everybody else in the back. That was a little disturbing. And then they got a little too nice. And to me, I think they're missing something where they could make this not only inspirational, but more educational. And the whole walking in, hey, Bob, what you doing? Oh, I'm making Jenny O turkey. Yeah, I think they think the audience is stupid to not know that Jenny O turkey is paying for that 3-minute commercial in the middle of the show. How about cutting those out, making the show shorter? And it just, I don't know. So it's got a ways to go. But I want to let you know that Jillian has come out with two new DVDs. And you're probably familiar with her, you know, her shred kind of line, right? The 30-day shred and all those other great Jillian Michaels DVDs, you know, Ripped in 30, 30-day shred. Ripped in 30 was the one that came in after 30-day shred. But what if you're kind of new to, you know, getting going with DVDs? Well, now she has Beginner Shred, and this is actually coming out next month. So it's going to be released September 2nd, and you can actually go out and pre-order it at this point. So that's something that's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be 74 minutes. And you know, if it's Jillian's got her name on it, that it's going to be awesome. There's going to be different, you know, whether you're looking to start exercising for the first time ever or get back into it, her beginner shred, it says, has you covered, is a comprehensive 30-day exercise plan to help you kickstart your weight loss and dramatically transform not just your physique, but also your level of fitness and self-confidence. It's comprised of 3 20-minute workouts over a 30-day period. This program will burn calories to melt off the fat, build strong, lean muscles, and push you to find your true strength and inner power. Complete workout 1 for the first 10 days, rock out to workout 2 for the second set of the 10 days, and finish strong with workout 3. There are both basic and advanced modifications for each move. So once you've mastered the moves with the proper form, you can progress to work out basically to fit your fitness level. You can get that fit, strong, and healthy body you've always dreamed of. You can do this, and Jillian will be right there to guide you every step of the way. And so Jillian Michaels Beginner Shred comes out in September and shortly thereafter. Actually, this one has already come out, and that is the 1 week shred. And so this is, again, this one says, and I'm kind of surprised here that Jillian has this, because she's so about losing weight responsibly. And I'm kind of worried about this because it says it's the 1 week shred, lose up to 7 pounds in 7 days. Now there is an asterisk on that. And I'm sure somewhere on the box, that maybe it says, you know, your results may vary, things of that nature, but it is a DVD. It's also, you can watch this instantly on Amazon Instant Video. So, let's listen to the trailer. Here we go. And now we're ready. All right. Got people dancing around. I realize it's an audio podcast. A lot of high stepping, a lot of jumping, a lot of sweating. Is there no Jillian? Wow. Jillian's doing these major, like, distorted push-up things. Looks like they're having fun. And apparently not a lot of Jillian in this. Here we go.
Welcome to the 1 week shred. And I think you've recognized that by the title, I mean what I say. In 1 week, we are going to get you insanely shredded. We are going to crash you into whatever event or whatever goal you have coming up in a week. So, for that reason, we've divided our workouts into splits. We start in the morning with our strength workout, which is what we're doing right now. And then later on this evening, you're gonna do your PM cardio workout. This way we don't overtrain, but we still get double the calorie burn and double the afterburn, meaning we're elevating your metabolism after the workout is over. So each workout is under 30 minutes. You'll be working out for a total of an hour a day. It is only 1 week. You can do this.
Wow. So it is interesting that she has this particular video, and this one again is already out, and you can actually rent this again on Instant Video for $4.99. You can buy it for $19.99. That is something that's a little new. And you can stream instantly and download to 2 locations. So if you wanted to basically get this particular title and then watch it on your iPad as well, you could do that. And somebody wrote a review here that said, I did the full 7 days. And it says, this is not the 30-day shred. This is the 1 week shred. The program is completely different. The time it takes is completely different. And there are tons of more intense targeted moves from Jillian's previous DVDs. The DVD is unique and it is what it says it is. I did the full 7 days plus a bonus day of strength workout since I simply couldn't fit the cardio portion in the day I received the DVD in the mail. I definitely saw a difference in myself in the end of the week. I could see differences after the first couple of days, and I'm in shape thanks to Jillian. When I'm spending my time to work out, I work out as hard and as heavy as I can. My thighs were slimmer, my waist was smaller, my muscles tone was more defined after the first couple days. After the full 7 days, I see that these changes are sticking, which is awesome because I kind of had plateaued as far as weight loss and working my various muscle groups. If you're looking to change and see noticeable improvements in your body, regardless of what kind of shape your body is in now, it says in week one, it says buy this. It does exactly what Jillian designed it to do. If you love Jillian Michaels' workouts, buy this. They say it's $13. How many other things do we waste $13 on? You can get a great workout that lasts forever and not just throw away your money on other purchases here. So as I look at this, there are 111 reviews of this. And the lowest, there's one star. Of course, there's always that one person, right, that's going to say, oh, it stinks. Let me see if I can, I'm trying to find the, here we go. It's for very advanced people, and the diet part is just another way to spend money. Glad I rented. So that person wasn't quite into it. But yeah, this is. 7 Day Shred, come on now. Of course it's that. So hence why she has the Beginner Shred that's coming out next month. So you can kind of start with the Beginner Shred and then work your way up to the 1 Week Shred. So the other thing that Jillian is getting into is you might want to check out fitfusion.com. And I'll put a link out to this in the show notes. If you go to JillianMichaelsPodcast.com/45, she was talking about this on her radio show. And that is the fact that in the days of digital, you know, DVDs are kind of slowly, progressively getting worked out. More people want to stream this stuff. So she has teamed up with a website called FitFusion. Now, you can't get all of her DVDs there, but she has some of them on FitFusion. And to me, I kind of get the point, but I love the fact that she now has this Amazon version. So you can buy a digital version and have it for you. And then you can basically just put on your iPad and take it with you wherever you go. Now, I wish they had an affiliate program. As far as I know, they don't. But Jillian has the 1 week shred on FitFusion. She's also got the Ripped in 30 Days, but there's all these other people I've never heard of. Tara Style does a yoga thing. Casey Ho, her last name is Ho. 1 Day Fat Blast. So it's not so much the P90X kind of people. This is a different thing, but multiple people on here. Now, the thing is, it's $10 a month. And you get access to over 125 different videos. And so it shows here again where you can go in. Now, you could rent 1 week shred for $1.99. Now, you can also do that on Amazon as well. So it's something that she's recognizing that in today's world, more and more people want to stream this stuff. So she's giving you whatever access you need in whatever format you need. So speaking of that, she's also updated her iPhone app. And now you're getting more and more with that particular system. And one of the things that you know, you can do now is it gives you more meals. It gives you a better workout plan. And now I will say that her iPhone app, you know, it's advertised as free. But really, it ties into her website. And if you want to join her website, go to JillianMichaelsPodcast.com/start. In fact, if you're on a treadmill right now, you're on your phone, just go to the browser, go to JillianMichaelsPodcast.com/start, and you can join her website. And that's where the app really, really comes into play, because that app ties into her website. So you get all the great support from the forums. You get the personalized meal plans. And of course, the workouts are right there on your phone then. So forget about buying DVDs and FitFusion and things like that. That is personalized just right there to your needs. So again, if you're interested in that, go to JillianMichaelsPodcast.com/start and sign up for her website. So I am I'm very glad to be back here and be talking a little Jillian. And if you found this podcast useful, go out to JillianMichaelsPodcast.com and feel free to use the Amazon links. Anything you buy through that does help support the show. And sorry about that. and doesn't cost you anything extra. You can just use the links out there, and we've got links to where you can get Jillian Michaels' book for free on Audible and all the other great stuff that Jillian's doing. It's going to be fun to see where she goes from here. You know, she's got the full-time mom going on now, and she's still got her podcast, and now with Loser behind her, it'll be interesting to see what she's going to do to continue to conquer the world. So let me leave you with my favorite Jillian Michaels podcast quote, and that is, why are you choosing failure when success is absolutely still an option? Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you again real soon with another episode of the Jillian Michaels Podcast.